Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to a free agent football. Today's Tuesday on the Marks and Reese Show. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese as we give you up-to-the-minute breaking NFL news. When it happens, of course, Ike Reese. What is up?
What up there, Johnny Marks?
All right, so we heard Jordan Hicks, Arizona.
Bro.
Shout
out to Jay Hicks.
Yeah, man, you had said it yesterday where the Eagles would probably be interested if the price was right, but there were going to be teams around the league that would offer him more money based on some of the other comps that were out there. These guys, everybody's getting paid big bucks these days, right? So it wasn't surprising that the Eagles weren't in, but now who are the Eagles in on? And we knew about DeSean Jackson yesterday. Is today the day LeSean McCoy becomes a Philadelphia Eagle? Ike Reese, Le'Veon Bell, according to reports, was considering the Buffalo Bills. Now it looks like maybe the final two are the Jets and the Ravens, unless the Eagles somehow sneak in the back door at the 11th hour and get it done. But more than anything, if the Bills are trying to bring in Le'Veon Bell and they signed a 35-year-old Frank Gore yesterday, and the kind of money that LeSean's set to make this year with nothing guaranteed, it doesn't seem like he's going to be around Buffalo or with the Bills this season, right? And the Eagles need a running back. So obviously we talked about it yesterday, put the band back together, connect the dots, LeSean McCoy, bing, bang, boom. I don't want LeSean McCoy here. I don't want LeSean McCoy for a couple different reasons, but I don't even need to go to the on-the-field stuff. I think that he's almost done. He's 30. He had a terrible year last year. If he came here, he would probably be better. I don't need it. You have DeSean back. You put DeSean and LeSean in there. I'm good with DeSean being back. I think that's a great move. LeSean being back, though, no thank you. I'm out.
Out?
Oh, I'm totally out.
Man.
Absolutely. Totally out.
Until he signs.
No, I'll be pissed if he signs. No, it won't be like everybody with DeSean yesterday where 70% said no DeSean and then they were doing backflips after he signed. Right. No, I will not be happy if they sign LeSean McCoy.
Well, I certainly wouldn't be unhappy if they signed Shady. I can't say he would be at the top of my list. I'm more or less, if they brought him back, I would be okay with it. I don't know how much good football he has left in him. I certainly think he would be rejuvenated being here. He's another one that's been trying to get back here since he left here. He would certainly be rejuvenated, but how much football is left in him? I'm not sure. I'm not sure how much good football is left in him. Would it be just a one-year thing, right?
Probably.
Right? So you're still going to need a younger back, right? You don't want to constantly be in this market for running backs every year. So they're still going to have to draft one. While I wouldn't be opposed to Shady, I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's at the top of my list. Having he and DeSean back here.
But you wouldn't shut the door on it.
No. No, I mean, listen, there's very few things that I'm going to disagree with the organization is doing, unless it's something that I deem egregious. I don't think bringing Shady back here would be egregious. I look at the running backs that we have. He certainly would be the better running back on this team right now.
He would be. And by the way, the year he had last year, he averaged 3.2 yards a carry. He had a bad year. You bring him to Philly. Yeah. You're going to see a little giddy up in that
with the quarterback. He up there with Josh Allen last year. Passing game.
I think he would be okay. He would go back to, he's going to be 31 this year. But I mean, he wouldn't be what he was last year. I'm willing to acknowledge that.
Right. But you also know he's not 2016 LeSean McCoy either.
No, he's definitely not that. Right. But this really with LeSean, there's just too much that is going on with him. There's been too much associated with him in the past. You're bringing in DeSean. There's people that are saying with DeSean, like, all right, listen, you know, he's a pain in the butt. You're bringing him into this locker room right now. I just don't know if the upgrade, I'll be honest with you, if I thought the upgrade was 2015 LeSean, 2014 LeSean, I'd probably be able to look past some of the stuff that he did, mm-hmm. right? Or the stuff that's been associated with him, because he hasn't been found guilty of anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking at a Mark Ingram. I'm looking at a Tevin Coleman.
Right, yeah, that's the other thing. There are other options out there. There are mm-hmm. other options out there. So when I look at Shady's situation, with me, it's more or less like, okay, if you miss out on this guy, you miss out on that guy, you miss out on that guy, okay, what's out there?
Well, those guys are starting to get clicked off the list.
Am I looking at Fozzie Whitaker or Shady McCoy? You know what I'm saying? Am I looking at Benny Cunningham or am I looking at Shady McCoy? Right? So it all depends on...
C.J. Anderson or Shady McCoy?
You know, Adrian Peterson.
No, I don't want
to. Right? I mean, but that's... Unless you're talking about the top guys...
All the other guys are kind of lumped
Coleman's
in together.
The Mark Ingram. Yeah. Yeah, you're talking about one of those guys. That's going to cost you also to bring those guys in. That's going to cost you money. So, and if the Eagles aren't willing to spend money on the running back position for whatever reason, and they want to wait to that sort of secondary free agency mark hits where a lot of the prices have gone down, they'll be slim pickings. So
yeah, you're getting a guy that's a reason why he's still out there.
I need to see what the slim pickings are, right? I'm just saying that's where I'm at on the Shady.
Not your first, second, or even third option.
List. He's not at the top of my list.
But
I mean, if I get to late March going into April and we still haven't signed a running back.
Yeah, he might be on the list.
Best available.
888-729-9494.
It's best available.
Not on my list, but possibly on Ike's list.
888- I'm still holding out for Le'Veon.
729-9494, as am I. And we'll keep you updated with the breaking news.
Until he signs with somebody, he's still available.
Hey, Ben, can you delete the sort of breaking news so you don't hit that on accident? Imagine if Le'Veon signed with the Eagles and Ben did it again.
Yeah, that would be a Ben type thing.
Yeah, we moved around the board a little bit after that snafu. The world will never forgive me for that one.
But we will have, I'm assuming there's going to be some big signings or some big moves today. It seems like that Le'Veon's ready to sign with somebody. It seems like he knows who he's signing with, too, based mm-hmm. on some hints that he's putting out there. So you don't want to go anywhere for a second because we will keep you updated with everything. You know, DeSean Jackson coming back to town, I think for the most part, like yesterday, 65% didn't want him. Now I feel like everybody wants him. And right now it's 66% don't want Shady. I don't know if that would flip, though. If they did sign Shady, there'd be more people ticked off about getting Shady than anything else. Mm-hmm. But why is DeSean Jackson back in Philly? Ben seems to think he's back in Philly because it's all about DeSean. They want to bring DeSean back. It's not necessarily about his play. It's bringing DeSean, like, oh, you're getting Ben back together. DeSean was done wrong when he was out of here. Now he's coming back. Mm-hmm. I think it's cool DeSean's coming back, but really it has to do with his play more than anything. He fills an obvious need.
Yeah.
I like DeSean. It's fun that he's going to be coming back, but it's more about his play and what he adds to that than anything else for me.
I mean, that's what it should be.
Not with Ben. Ben's in there. He's all excited. He's giddy.
It's just funny for me that we always talked about bringing back DJX. We always talked about bringing back Jeremy Maclin. We always talked about bringing back Shady McCoy. Mm-hmm. Can't people admit that the real reason they want DJX over everyone else is because he's a former Eagle? Yeah. And I'm not saying that's what Howie wants, and that's why Howie's doing it, but
maybe.
We got to be honest with ourselves. Like, I don't think most of us want DJX back because it's the best player for the Eagles. We want him back because we want to recapture what was going on a few years ago.
No, I disagree with that. I think this football fan base sees a need for this team. And you had a couple guys you could choose from. John Brown, Tyrell Williams, DeSean Jackson. You know one of the guys, the pros and the cons to mm-hmm. having him here. He's been in this offense. So he's been here in this organization. He's played in this city.
John Brown pretty much signed an identical contract to DeSean Jackson.
Yeah.
I'll take DeSean every day over John Brown.
So while Ben, I will say you aren't completely wrong, there is an element of familiarity here with DeSean Jackson. And quite frankly, he provided some of the most memorable Eagle moments over the last 20 years. He just did. So, yeah, you're right. When we look at players, one we know versus the three or four we don't know.
Right, the Miracle in the Meadowlands 3, obviously with fans, that means something when DeSean's coming back.
But I also wonder, like you said, we know the good and the bad with him. Mm-hmm. I know the bad, and I know this is a locker room that's already had a lot of issues with people talking about the quarterback behind their back. Diva wide receivers want the ball. Are we really sure that bringing back DeSean Jackson, knowing what we do know about him, is the best move for a locker room and receiving core that already has kind of problems with chemistry and already has some ball hogs on it? Like, do we really want to make this even worse? I just feel like the devil, you know, we always want because it's a former Eagle and we love it, but we got to remember, like, DeSean Jackson might not be exactly what this locker room needs right now. That's what I worry about.
Ben, it's you make a compelling case against, and you're right. It's not like we just didn't have some issues with people wanting more touches on the offense. We know DeSean down in Tampa didn't have great chemistry with Jameis Winston. We definitely know that. What happens with Carson Wentz when he comes up here? What happens to DeSean if he feels like other guys are getting targets over DeSean? I mean, it is something that should be at least in the back of your head, Ike, with yeah, DeSean.
Yeah. Yeah.
888-729-9494.
I guess I'm just believing that he wants to come back here. He doesn't want to come back here to be a villain. So I don't think he's coming back here to take over the locker room, reclaim anything. At least I hope that's not.
No, I don't think he is
on his agenda, right? I would hope he wants to come back and realize it's a new culture and try to reestablish himself into this new culture or establish himself Absolutely. Into this new culture. So, listen, I'm putting faith in it that this is what he's going to do. He so desperately wanted to be here. I'll tell you this. We should at least have 2 years of good DeSean.
Yeah, that's all you need. This is a two-year deal,
yeah,
right?
I mean,
this is probably a two-year deal.
You get 2 years and
he's not coming in as the highest paid wide receiver.
Right.
He's not making 15 a year. He doesn't have the ego right now of being, I'm DeSean Jackson. This is a guy that's just happy to be back here.
Right.
He's happy to be back in Philly. He loved it here. He was pissed when went down with Chip and everything else. And the city, by the way.
And I would imagine this. I would imagine this real quick. There had to be lots of discussions before this deal was done. And I mean discussions with Doug and DeSean or
Howie.
Like they know what they were dealing with when he was here before. And I'm pretty sure they wanted to get a lot of things cleared up before they went through
and
with
said
this.
On the table, like, listen, just so you understand us.
Yes. This ain't the same environment you left.
888-729-9494. DeSean's back. Seems like most people like that, but
how could you not like it?
I'm so excited. I am. Yeah. But I guess Ben's right. A lot of that does have to do with number 10 being back. You know, from that era, he's one of my favorite Eagles.
DeSean
Jackson. But LeSean McCoy, who was one of my favorite Eagles, but then I kind of soured on him with some other stuff, seems like that he could be had if the Eagles want him. Should Howie pursue him? Yes or no? 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese, we return with your phone calls right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.